ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड द वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फैक्टर ऑफ डेस्टिनी। द इवेंट्स इन लाइफ आर प्री डिसाइडेड। डेस्टिनी इज नथिंग बट द रिजल्ट ऑफ आवर ओन प्रीवियस कर्मास। Karma is the real thing in life. Action is the real thing in life. So destiny is also a result of actions previously done in previous life. Future destiny we are forming at this time. The result of the actions which we are doing now will become future destiny. What I mean to say that many things in life are bound to happen. They will happen. Though divine help is always there, even then, there is never absence of divine help. Even in illness, even in the worst situation, God never leaves us. But we have to pass through the situations which have come to us as a result of our own actions earlier. And remember, when there are hard situations, when there are difficult situations, our bad karmas in the end are coming to an end. Suffering finishes off the bad karmas. And in good times, when the times are very nice, good karmas are getting finished. Therefore, when difficult situations come, when undesirable things happen, it may be illness, it may be separation with somebody, it may be somebody's death. Divine grace is deeper many times because we get shocked, and in that state of shock, the mind goes more deeply towards God. And the event was bound to happen, it will happen. That is a matter of destiny. What is more important is to do our duty in every situation, whatever it may be. One of the most important things in life is to utilize every situation. When the situation is bad, is undesirable, utilize it for your reformation. It will awaken, the bad situation awakens the dormant energy in us. When there is a challenge, only then the dormant energy comes up. We are ready to face the challenge. And remember, good times are more dangerous than bad times. To become wealthy is more dangerous than to become poor. How? When too much wealth comes, most of the people go to bad things, very bad things. They forget the purpose of life. There is no challenge before them. And when bad times comes, and when there is no money, you have no means to do bad things. You see, you think for a single dollar how to spend it. You can't then go to see Frankfurt by night or London by night. God is saving you from evil things. These are the deeper things of life. When you are ill, previous sins are being wiped out. And you have more time in your bed to remember the Divine. Illness is there. Suffering is bad. I don't recommend one should have suffering. But it will come. Who can stop it? But remember, when it comes, there is an opportunity to grow more into spirituality. You have nothing else to do. You are lying in the bed. And then, what else can you do except Om, 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 Om? What else can you do? Oh Christ, be kind to me. Oh Lord, I am suffering. Oh Lord, 6 days have passed. I came here from Europe and 5 days have passed. And I am not attending the sessions. Oh Lord, oh, you are attending me there by calling Lord. You are attending the session. This is the secret. You are in the bed. You are having the satsang inside. These things happen. Nobody can stop. Nobody has ever been on the planet of Earth or anywhere who can stop the sequence of events to come. Part of destiny. And they all are for our education. The divine arrangement is such that you get educated in every situation if you have the open eyes. If the eyes are not open, you can't be educated anywhere. But events can't be stopped.